Dabi Records.
Bang it in your phone, darling. Outolagali, man. Umlungu watolagali, darling.
Me going out of my way to ask for your number just for vibes, yeah, it's not motive enough for me to think, because I think ahead, I think of the stress that's going to come. Okay, sharp, I get your number and then what? Because obviously you're expecting me to text you now. I've got no chat with you. What am I going to say when I text you?
A lot of people have gotten numbers and not texted this is how it works, right? I get your number, cool. I get home and I'm like, oh, I got this person's number. I go to your chat. And I'm like, do I say hey? Do I say hi? After that, what do I say? And I'm like, nah, I'm just not going to text you. If I see you again, we'll talk about why I didn't text or something like that.
But that's a forget. I'm just not going to text you.
I'm just not going to text. But also, maybe it stems from the fear of, this is a whole chat on its own, right?
Yeah, but I feel like we can always come back to it in the sense that when we're looking at, for example, basically want to talk about social currencies. Yes. We can always add how, like, what even makes you go up to a person and say, hey, can I get your number? Because when you talk about social currencies, we're talking about things that, you know, cause influence or be it on online, in contact, things like that, you see. So there are certain things that draw you to a person to say, you know what, I'm going to go ask for this person's number. And, you know, what are those things? Because they're very, I feel like everyone, it's almost, sometimes it changes, because sometimes it might be like, oh man, this person looks nice. I like this person's confidence. I like how he walks, how he talks. Those things, man, small details might have more value to you than it does to me.
I'll sort of define it as maybe like character traits or attribute that make you high value in a sense, right?
Look at you coming here, a high value man. I'm high value.
Yeah, you say high value. So you see, these are traits and attributes that will allow you to enter certain spaces that normal people won't enter, or allow you to get attention from guys and girls that normal people wouldn't get attention from. So that's what I'll sort of say is a social currency. But there's different currencies. There's the rands, there's the Zim dollars, and then there's the, you know, the US dollars. So I think that's sort of what we are discussing here. And I don't know, how do you want to go about it? Do we give the ones for hands first and then gents, or how do you want to go about it?
Yeah, I think let's start off like that. I think let's go with hands first, because we are gents. So most likely we'll have more to talk about when it comes to being gents.
Okay, and I'm sure the hands want to hear.
Obviously. My boy.
Now go first, my boy. Me, I'm not going first. How can you go first? Eh?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. My list is longer when it comes to the gents than it does when it comes to the hands. But I'm going to... Okay, let me start. One of the things when I was looking at it, I think it was... I don't know if this is even a social currency, but paying hands. Beautiful hands. Just... being beautiful.
Okay.
I think we always mention it.
Necessarily a social currency.
It is, my boy. It is. Because I'm thinking about it now and I'm trying to like make it make sense to myself, and it makes sense. Because I'm thinking about it in the media team, per se. But there's this thing that, this phrase that sometimes we mention, that there's this thing called pretty privilege.
Yeah.
If you are pretty, you're automatically privileged. Like, you're 10 steps ahead of everyone else. Because being pretty means when you come on the camera, everyone is captured. They're going to be looking at your face. There's a reason why beautiful people get these gigs and present and do all these things. You can be a work presenter, but the fact that you are there, you got nyash, you got a weave, you know, you're pretty. That's points ahead. That's a currency right there, my boy.
I was going to say names, but there's no need.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows them too. But just know that she gets spoiled every Valentine's Day. We all know. But anyways, never mind. Go on.
Yeah, but what do you have to say about just the fact that being a pretty hun is a social currency? It's a very it's a trivial thing, but it's true. I'm not gonna lie. It's true.
I would go on to add. To that, not just a pretty hand, but a hand who bats. Now let me explain to you what I mean when I say a hun who bots. Right?
Yeah,
I
think come explain.
They can be two huns who are pretty, but one will always be cleaner than the other. And you can just see, right? This is like through basic mannerisms, through the way they do their eyebrows or their nails, or you can just see a clean hun and a hun who's not clean. Like she can be very unattractive, but you can just see that, no, this one clean, this and she clean. Comes from a great home.
Yeah. She comes from a great home.
You can just see, bro, like some people's hair is just cleaner, or
yeah, you know, don't start.
Their lips are just more moisturized than others. Or, yeah, you can see a hun who buds. Okay, yeah. they're all buds, but you know,
the level of attention to detail.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I was going to give an example.
The attention to detail.
We'll bleep this out for whatever sake. But number one, has a very clean hun.
Yeah. True. That's true.
She's not attractive, but she's a very clean hun, and you can just see.
Wait. I just needed time to process that. Because now I'm trying to make it make sense that do I think she's attractive because she's clean, or do I think she's just attractive? That's crazy.
You see, that's the thing. And we'll give one, a well-known person, that the hun who was on Tato's thingy, Neo Rapetswa.
Yeah.
She's very clean.
Uh-huh.
Can just see that, you know, Mugel is just, she probably smells nice. Like
you can just smell by seeing it.
She bots. She probably showers like three times a day. You know, her nails are always done nice. It's just things like that. So I think to add on being pretty, being a hun who is clean and bots, yeah, I know. That gives you creds.
Yo, man, that's true. Like I'm thinking about it, that's true. But do you think like vice versa it also applies, like with gents? That you can be good looking but not clean. But I feel like
facts.
It is.
No, you
it's
can.
It's true
you
though. Because there are a couple of. Because girls have this thing of saying, wow, this guy is so neat. Like, you know, you're clean. You're well presented. And those are points. I'm not going to lie. Like, being able to. Like, male grooming. I think we almost wanted facts. To have this chat.
Like,
before.
Brush your hair, things like that.
Yeah, my boy. Like just having clean cut hair, nails, you know, looking presentable matters.
Because
you might not be the best looking gent out there, but the fact that you take care of yourself, many hands will come flocking.
That's it. Your breath's always smelling good. You always smell nice. It's just be a clean person. I think that's social currency on its own, bro. You don't have to be good looking, but if you're just clean, then that's. That's points, but
this is a very interesting chat coming from Zimbabweans with the way. Have you heard the stereotype, my boy?
I don't even want to address it, man. I don't even want to address it.
Yeah, the chat of you must be clear, you must do all these things. I'm sure someone listening, someone was like, you must also use roll on.
Yeah, I know, but guys, it's true, guys. I was just touching it for a bit. Zimbabwean people do smell,
I'm not gonna wait.
But. You know, when you jump the Limpopo and you start showering and you start running, you know,
the water cleans
you start getting clean. So I can't lie and say when I first came to I didn't smell. I probably smelled.
Yes.
But now, I can't say.
Now you smell fresh.
This is because I also know another Zim gent. I'm not going to say who he is, right? But he smells like he's from Zim.
He smells like he's from Zim.
I think he recently came to the side, not long ago, a few years ago. You know, he smells like he's from Zim. But give him time. He'll acclimatize.
Now, it's all about, male grooming, I think. That's what it is. Because those things that you overlook, like just hitting the shower and doing roll on yana, those things will show itself during the day, my boy. During the day, we'll start to smell your presence. We'll be like, Raymond has passed here. Now, but when it comes to the guys, what else do you think, like, not what else, but what do you think is one of the things that people use to trade in social kind? Oh, are we going to go through the hands first and then come back to the guys?
Let's just finish the hands. Okay,
I'll wait, let's go.
Hands, okay, the one I'll give next is a hun who uses an iPhone.
Ow. There you go. Ow. How did I not think of this one?
Yeah, there we go. It's very self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's clear cut.
If she uses an iPhone, we value her a little bit better because we now we think that she probably comes from a better home or she has her life in order or whatever.
It's just, wow. Yeah, it's just the assumptions you make just because a person uses an iPhone is crazy.
The iPhone stereotype is there, guys. Like, there's some hands who, just because she has an iPhone, you're like, this one.
And you expect the English to come out, nah. I'm not going to lie. The fact that you use an iPhone, I'm expecting good English. I'm expecting you to dress nice. By dress nice, I mean you must dress like a city girl, my boy.
Facts.
Like when you must be up there, you know, have you seen how city girls dress? Have that, this is a vegan leather type of bag. And then have the Nikes. It doesn't have to be an Air Force. It can be different type of Nikes. Mm. Those loose pants, the bell bottoms.
Those Dunks. Nah,
My boy, if you have an iPhone, especially if it's 11 going up, I am expecting good English when I approach you.
You have to represent, man. You just have to represent.
When I get there and say, hey, how are you doing? I need that English to come back. I must reciprocate.
But hey, Abu Joseph Dari, making it available to everyone, my man. Don't just expect that iPhone and then you'll think that the English will come out nice. It's not always the case. They're affordable prices everywhere, my boy. So,
that's affordable prices everywhere.
Hey, you know, but hey, no hate, no hate.
No, man. But yeah, no, being a female, I think specifically say being a female iPhone user has more points. It's a big social currency. And I feel like as a hand, you're almost persuaded, you're put under the pressure that, hey, I need to get an iPhone. You need to, but also
it is a lot of pressure.
I think from my side, I also have, besides having an iPhone, being a yellow hun, being a light skinned hun.
I also wrote that one down.
It's a social currency, my boy. That's the fact that you're light skinned.
It is.
It's an unfair advantage.
Yeah, no. Being light skinned, automatically you get more attention from guys. Even if you are ugly, but you're light skinned, like. But I feel like we've also reached a point where light-skinned people can't be ugly. Hans especially. Light-skinned Hans can't be ugly.
As they can't be ugly. Listen to this one.
When was the last time you saw an ugly light-skinned Hans? Okay, I don't believe in people being ugly, but, you know, for the point of this conversation.
To make the point.
When was the last time you saw an ugly light-skinned Hans? And then when was the last time you saw an ugly dark-skinned Hans?
Oh, that's deep.
Me, I saw an ugly dark-skinned Hans today. A couple of them. This is not to say that the light-skinned hands I was looking at were beautiful, but just because they're light-skinned, we overlook that, her nose is a bit too big.
Overlook the flaws, my boy.
You see, we overlook a lot of things.
No, but then again, I feel like if we look at the opposite, that means when you see a dark-skinned hun that's beautiful, she is truly gorgeous, my boy.
Yeah, definitely.
She's gorgeous. Like, she's a flick on point.
Always.
Because think about it. Being a dark gent means all the details are showing, my boy. The big nose shows. If you got cricket teeth, it shows. That attention to details there. Being a light-skinned hun, we overlook a lot, my boy.
Being a light-skinned hun and you have an iPhone,
top tier. Top tier. And then on top of that, you need like a Brazilian weave.
don't get me started there.
Having a Brazilian weave is a social currency.
No, it is.
How many inches is it? 5 inch? 5 inch Brazilian. The 2.51.
Ever since I got onto campus, I've just been noticing the people who have weaves, man. If she has a weave, she also just looks serious with life, eh? Even though we don't know the price of that weave, but she just looks like, she has her life in order.
She looks like she's got her life together. And, if she's got a weave, you know for certain she has her iPhone in her hands when she's walking, my boy. She's holding that thing. You know she's an iPhone hand. And she's got those clear glasses that do absolutely nothing but are just there for aesthetic.
They're not even prescription. They're just there for vibes.
Those blue light ones.
Just there for vibes.
The
stereotypes prove true, my guy. Always proves true. But the hands with weaves, I don't know. Maybe it's just me and growth, but there was once a point where I used to notice a lot of hands who have natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, she can have natural hair, but I won't notice it. It's just, she just blends in with the crowd. But these ones with weaves, man, you can see them from far. You can see that hair. That hair moves different when she walks in, my guy. It just goes, shwa,
shwa, shwa, shwa. It moves different.
It moves with the wind. It moves with the AC in that hall, my guy.
Yo. Shwa, 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 shwa. Now, for me, I feel like, for me, on a social currency level, natural still takes it. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
Natural still takes it. But specifically, the natural, which is curly. That's that. If you got that, your social currency points up automatically.
Marvin's asking for too much. Marvin's asking for too much.
No, because the whole thing of like having your natural hair and then making it straight, then it's just the same as a weave. Or when it's one and the same.
Perfect.
But then if you're going to keep your natural hair and then it's all curly and the vibes are too much, my boy. It looks like playful hair. That hair looks artistic right there.
Facts.
It just adds points. I'm not gonna lie, my boy.
At the same time, I don't think I would ever date a hand who has a weave. No, never.
Why?
Personal reasons that we'll get into at another time.
This is a stereotype, my boy. You can't do that. Don't do that to my sisters out there.
No, personal reasons. We'll get into them at another time. But okay, I'll move on to my next one. My next one, a social currency for hands is a hand with no social media presence and a hand that doesn't groove.
Ooh, that's high.
Yeah.
Yo, that's high. That's gold, my boy, right there. That's gold.
Yeah.
No, wait. Whoa. I just got a flashback right now. I remembered watching EB the Kid's video.
Mm.
And there's this specific video he was doing it. I think it was in Long Street. My boy.
Yeah.
There were like 3-4 hands that got there. Like, no, I don't use social media. What? And the things they do in the streets. Yeah.
Nah. It's my boy.
Even I was here like, where are the parents, my boy? Where are the parents? So, not being on social media, I'm not gonna lie, for me, it used to be like, wow, that's an amazing thing. You're not on social media. Wow, you're not on Instagram. Yeah, now it's more like, you can be off Instagram and still be ravaging the streets.
Where are you seeing all of these advertisements and these events? Through WhatsApp statuses?
My boy. Through personal invitations, my boy.
Oh, I see.
You see these ones that are off social media, they are connected.
Yeah, it's not looking good, bro.
They know what's going on. They'll be there taking pictures. And you're like, but you don't have Instagram. Hey, my boy, those pictures are going somewhere. Someone is going to get those pictures. Those are the thirst traps, my boy.
They have their location.
It'll show somewhere, somehow.
And on hands that don't groove?
Yeah, at the current moment, hands that don't groove, highest social currency. On the gold, highest. The highest, JSE.
Highest.
Okay, not the highest, but it's well up there. It's not the highest.
Yeah, no.
But it's like top 5. Mm. Top 5. So hands that don't groove, that's a very valuable social currency. Because that's... For me, it reduces so much stress. Do you know how much stress comes with like being a gent that doesn't groove and having a hand that grooves? I feel like that's the most stressful situation
ever. It doesn't work. It will never work.
It will never alcoholics work. One side, you know?
Yeah, that's... May I still firmly believe those who groove, please go for
date each other. Peacefully. Because it makes more sense for you to vibe with your partner to groove than for you now to be chilling and you want your partner to be telling you hi or posting pictures to show that, chief, just date a hand that doesn't groove if you're not grooving.
Yeah.
Date a hand that grooves if you go to groove. Simple.
You know, she's stressed about you at home saying, what time am I coming back? No, imagine. With your hand that grooves.
My boy,
hey, worry that's about how yourself. It should be. Hey, worry about Uber to get home. Come on, man.
You must go together. Now enjoyment together. This thing where people want to go and convert people, that's where the danger is. That's where the danger is.
Yeah, you know where the danger is. We'll flag that beat.
You know where the danger is.
No, sure.
You know where the danger is.
You know where the danger is.
That's where the danger is. They don't want you to sleep. I know, Shem.
But okay, we can move on to gents now.
What
social currencies do you think are there for gents?
Being 6 foot tall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna start with Darren because I'm almost 6 foot. I'm almost there. I'm like 5'6".
Marvin, 4 feet short. Your voice alone tells us that you're nowhere near 6 foot.
That's disrespectful. That's just
the way you carry yourself is nowhere near 6 foot. You can just hear that some just about 6 foot, but.
I'm violated. Damn. Nah, that's a violation.
The way you talk, it's not like someone who's 6 foot, but guy.
Joe.
Like, you know how Tawanda talks? Yeah, no, he's a. Yeah, you can just tell. No, this man is long. Ah, he's tall too.
Now I've been disrespected. This is the highest level of disrespect. As you don't sound 6 foot.
Get out of here, Marvin. Get out of here. We'll reveal your real height here.
My rural height is 5'6", so it's fine. It's not so bad. I'm taller than most women, so it's fine.
Did you just say 5'6"?
We'll leave that one. My boy, you are 6, right? We're leaving that one, chat, my boy. Let the chat dry. Let's go to the next one.
Let's move from it. Okay, I think... Oh, no. Yeah, this one, yeah, it's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who has a car. Here comes the money. Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. It's a given.
If a guy has a car, it's like I even have a story for this. I have. A testimony.
What happened?
Hands. I'm a firm believer in the fact that most hands in South Africa, 95% are. But that's a story for another day. So, I was at this gent's place, right? I was dropping him off. Quick correction. I was going to fetch a student card because I forgot my student card at home. Yeah. And then he had like hands, I don't know, they had like a party the night before and she needed transport, right? And I was like, okay, no, it's fine. Let me go drop you off. I went in the car. It was just casual conversation, nothing serious. Me, I was not in the mood. I needed to go study. I leave the son at her place.
Uh-huh.
Chica. Next thing, I hear that this one says she wants my number. She's like, I'm a great guy. Now I'm friends with the boy. The boy tells me, he's like, nah, my G, this one wants you because she sees that you have a car. That's it. That's
obvious.
When I knew that where the danger is. You know where the danger is.
My boy, that's obvious.
Hey?
I feel like having a car automatically. Because Tapio's always exhibit FOB. Because you look at it, just the ability to have four wheels moving in motion.
Even if it has no airbags, my man.
No airbags, no seat belts.
No seat belts.
As long as that thing moves.
It's moving. That's all you need.
Nah, it goes just one point A to point B, my boy. And I feel like, that's gold digger vibes right there.
It is.
Wild. Because the fact that, like, they're willing to overlook everything else and just be like, okay, Raymond is a whip. I'm going to like Raymond for the fact that he is a whip. Just that. Not because she knows you or she's gotten to talk to you, but she's coming. Well, like, if that girl, let's just assume she had gotten your number. Her aim was not to get to know you. Her aim was to make sure she gets you, my boy.
That hand disrespects me. She's like, give Raymond my number. No, man. What? Also, you hands need to stop that thing of saying, give him my number. Give me your number and then what?
That's such a weak shot. I don't respect that at all. Because if you're going to shoot your shot...
What could it take you to?
Yeah. If you're going to shoot your shot so that I know that you shoot your shot.
Bro.
But don't come here and say, give him my number. Clearly, you want to shoot your shot, but you want me to shoot the shot first. Aye, ma'am. Just shoot.
Get out of here.
If you miss, you miss. That's what it is.
This thing of trying to give signs, but it's a story for another day. It's fine. Go on. What's your next one?
Trying to give signs.
Your hands stay trying to give signs, bro.
Hints. I'm dropping hints. Okay. I think for me, the next one is being funny. Being a gent that's funny.
Being a funny guy. Yeah.
I feel like that's just it's automatic social points.
I disagree.
Hi, my guy.
I disagree.
How can you disagree?
You need to be a good looking, funny guy. I feel like as a guy, you
I separated the two.
Good looking.
Because I put good looking here and I put funny right after it. I put funny first and then I put good looking.
I still think it's good looking, funny guy. You can't just be a funny guy. It's not enough. Funny guys make it to the friend zone. Funny guys are nice to keep around.
True.
You need to be a good looking funny guy.
Yeah. What a rough world we live in.
It's rough being a gent, man.
Yeah. Because I'd separated the two, but I feel like being obviously automatically being good looking. I mean, you are high up in the hierarchy, my boy. Automatically. But the mere fact that you're good looking.
Or be a guy with a car who is funny.
You have a car.
Funny is just the addition. Funny alone will get you nowhere in life.
Like having a car.
Besides friend zone.
Having a car alone gets you so far. Now imagine being funny, good looking, having a car, and then an iPhone on top.
It's my boy. It's over.
You're done.
There's no comp. And then having a beard. Being tall.
And then the voice,
my boy.
The voice must add. The voice must look like the looks, my boy. Your voice must have that depth, Nyana. You can't be here with a squeaky voice with a beard. Your voice must automatically have a depth.
But someone said this on Twitter. They said, guys, what happened to men who have deep voice? Nowadays, all these guys just have squeaky voice. I took offense.
I think the trick is to take the tapio tactic and always use the bedroom voice. And I feel like
microwave.
You guys don't understand. You know, that voice is always there. It's waiting for the right moment. See, early in the morning and before you go to sleep, it's on 100% natural mode. Yeah. You see, during the day, the trick is don't be too loud. Be softer and just, you know, speak in a calm tone. And then it's going to come out automatically.
They get it. No,
it's just, you see, when you're looking at that equation right there.
You can just end it for us, Marvin. End it for us in your best bedroom voice.
Please respect me.
Produce the audience, my boy.
I'm not going to lie. My bedroom voice is reserved for bedroom times. with bedroom people. Bedroom people, you know, we don't do bedroom voice. It's expensive. A lot goes into a bedroom voice. You know?
Let me try since Marvin's not gonna try. You know. I would like to thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of the Bachelor Podcast, and you know, something different, something new, something straight to the point, and you know, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. You know, if you have any comments, hit us up in our comment sections, in our WhatsApp messages, in our DMs, and just tell us how we can improve. Keep safe, stay safe. We are out. Wake up and realize that I'm really nice, and I killed the mic trying to do it right from a crude night. Pussy Sprite, now we'll sweetie pie, I sugar. You a fake ass, you a hating ass, got no life, I sugar. Trying to gate crash where your gate pass. Why you so loud, money?